I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Two church bombings killed at least 17 people last weekend near Lahore, Pakistan. Riots followed the attacks, and tensions remained high at the funerals of the Christians. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International says the violence is increasing, but so are the evangelism opportunities.
Many Muslims are really questioning the validity of the religion, and they're questioning it openly. I was sharing with them that as much as they are seeking the truth about God, the Heavenly Father is seeking people who will worship Him in spirit and in truth, from John 4.
Can you help pastors seize the opportunities? We've got the details at our website. Next, close your eyes and imagine for just a second that you're a Christian living in southern Egypt. Your church was destroyed, and when government approval was given to rebuild it, local Muslims stepped in to stop it. This is the reality for the Coptic Church in Egypt. Muslim leaders are requiring them to agree to certain conditions before they can rebuild their destroyed properties. Open Doors USA is asking that you pray for these Christians who are facing harassment and oppression on a daily basis. And we caught up with Every Child Ministries' Mark Lucky as he helped to load a 40-foot shipping container this week destined for Uganda.
We're pretty excited about getting that up in the Nigobia community. We've got a lot of stuff for our orphan project, school supplies, books, clothing, toys, stuff for the vocational program, medical supplies.
It's a project 7 years in the making. A church in West Michigan is helping send supplies to support ECM's Afayo project. The Afayo project uses village schools to reach entire communities with the love of Jesus. That container arrives sometime in May. Pray that it arrives safely in Uganda and that the gospel is clearly communicated through the project. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.